only one stove. And you have a grate, right? The grate sits on top of a fire. And you use that grate for both milchiks and fleishiks. That's how people used to live before they became frum or rich or both. So is there a problem? So what happens? You're cooking milk and easily milk could spill over, let's say, and get absorbed into the grate. It gets nivla into the grate. If within 24 hours you put a pot of meat on that grate, so chayit is a problem. So if there are a few reasons why people do it and it's not a problem. One is that the halacha is that at least either call it b'di'eved, or if there's no other eitzah, so the chatchila becomes b'di'eved. We assume there's no b'liya from metal to metal, or pot to pot, grate to pot, without rotif, without wet. So if it's not, if the grate isn't wet, let's say you wiped it around, there's no milk on it to make it wet, and the bottom of the pot is not wet, so then you don't have a problem. Certainly not b'di'eved, and memela l'chatchila, if that's how you cook, and that's how you run your house, that's sort of called always b'di'eved. Now, then the poskim say, well, Rav Moshe, for example, says, when something spills on the grate, it really doesn't become nivla into the grate. It really becomes nisraf immediately. It becomes burnt up. It doesn't get nivla into the grate. It's a Moshe svara. There's another svara that only a little, you'll say, well, the bottom of a pot is always sort of wet. I mean, it's never dry. It's never bone dry. So many poskim say, you know, to a certain degree, a little wetness is not going to be the conduit through which there will be blia from grate to pot. So that's why it's become like a norm. So if you only have one grate, certainly you should wipe off, and you're going to be cooking, let's say, basar within 24 hours of cholov or vice versa, so you should certainly make sure that the grate is clean, there's nothing be'en on it, that's for sure, and you should try to make sure that the pot is as dry as dried, the bottom of the pot. But yeah, but it's most likely that there's no problem. You can always call up the rabbi and check if you think there is a problem. That's enough for tonight. This is a very big area, but this is what we covered in the not 60s.